This is KERA News. I'm Dua Li Saikau Tao. Early voting for next week's election continues through this Friday. Ronke Okpa isn't on the ballot, but the Nigerian-American is actively involved with a group called Red State Women and hosting fundraisers for Governor Rick Perry and the Republican who hopes to replace him. Ronke Okpa, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me here.
You're an electrical engineer with your own company, APMT, Applied Program Management and Training, and for a long time, you were a Democrat. Why did you switch?
I came to the U.S. in 1989 to go to college.
But actually, you were born in the U.S.
Correct. I was born here, and at the age of four, I moved to Nigeria with my family and came back here to go to college. And so once I got immersed into the society, I just assumed if you were of a certain ethnicity, you had to be a Democrat. It is what it is. And then I met my husband, and he is, of course, a Republican. And we got to talking about the differences in the parties. And I got to a realization that my views were more Republican than Democratic. You have to show up to be able to participate. So if you don't show up, how do you know that they don't embrace you? Sometimes it's just a misperception.
Your husband, Edward Okpa, ran for Dallas mayor several times back in 2003 and 2011. He's a Republican, and you've had both Perry and Abbott in your home for fundraisers. You mentor young women to become engineers. How do you manage all of this as a Black female CEO?
I can't sit here and pretend as if, oh, it's all glamorous and all you have to do is believe, because our childhoods forge our future. Our community, our beliefs, our exposure help to frame who we are. And sometimes, a lot of times, based on your background, you don't necessarily believe in yourself. And so you can't go out and do more. So I'm not going to pretend as if that is not there. For the most part, if one wants to apply themselves, there are tools available to help.
You were featured in a video by Red State Women, and you were recently on a panel in Fort Worth sponsored by that Republican Political Action Committee. What's your message to voters in this November election?
Do your own research. Don't base it on casual conversations that you have with other people. Find out more about not just what the party stands for, but the elected officials in that party, what they stand for, the individuals, what they plan to do, which is why it makes sense to attend fundraisers, because you get to meet the candidates. You get to talk to them one-on-one. You get to ask them pointed questions that they can answer there and then. And then you can then make a decision based on that about who to vote for. So I won't say lean towards a party because your family's always been Democratic or your family's always been Republican. You have to do the research yourself. It takes a level of effort on your own to do so.
Your husband ran for Dallas mayor. Do you plan on running for any kind of office in the near future?
Never say never. I'll just have to wait and see what opportunities present themselves, and if I feel that I'm up to par or if time allows for it, yes, I would love to run.
Ronke Okpa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.